First up on our Friday food feature this morning, Sunda CEO and founder Billy Deck. You know the restaurant in River North on Illinois Street, New Asian, great food. Billy, it's been a long time. Greetings.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me back on the show.
I know now you're a big-time movie guy. You've got this documentary called Food Roots. Before we talk about that, let's talk about Sunda. You've managed to be successful for a long time here in Chicago, and now you've got Sunda in Nashville and also Tampa and recently in Detroit. So what's the secret? What's your success secret?
I'm still looking for the secret. It's definitely a challenging industry, and I have a lot of amazing people around that we've built over time. You know, it's our 18th year in River North, which is an amazing feat. And we opened a second one in Fulton Market in the Meatpacking District, and that's just been really wonderful. You know, I think I would just say that, you know, I took my time on the first one. You know, we didn't open up Nashville until almost a decade of really trying to work this Chicago concept out before trying to take it on the road. And the good news is that Southeast Asia is so diverse, and there are so many different things that you can get, whether they're proteins, whether it's sushi, whether it's, you know, vegetarian and vegan dishes that are super robust, that when you go to new markets or new people try us out, there's always something for everyone in a really new and different way.
It's a great, great menu. And you're going to be tying in to your movie, Food Roots. Tell us what this film is all about, because it's been very successful at film festivals around the country.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Again, such diverse audiences from around the country watching this and having this emotional reaction to it, because it's more than just about me going back to the islands of the Philippines where my mom is from to learn the recipes of my ancestors, to better understand the culture, heritage, and really my own identity. But growing up here in Chicago, I would always go back and forth and to the Philippines, and I would visit family, and I still do. But they didn't really write down the recipes. And when my Lola, my grandmother, passed, she never wrote them down, and I really wanted to kind of search for these. And it was a really eye-opening, crazy experience. If you watch the movie, it's actually out on PBS all month, PBS TV, and also on my YouTube channel. You can get it at any time. It's Billy Deck Life. And it did really well that, you know, PBS took it off, and it's now available for the world to check out. And just for Asian American Pacific Islander month of May, we're having a little fun with it, and we're taking some of the dishes, and we're actually experimenting and playing and being inspired by them here at both Sundas in River North and Fulton, so people can try them and for themselves.
You've got a great team who worked on this movie, including executive producer Doug Blush, who was responsible for that great documentary, that great music movie, 20 Feet from Stardom, about the background singers. That was great.
Yeah. You know what? He's a three-time Oscar-winning producer. We also have an Emmy-winning director, Michelle Houseway, and Apple the App from Black Eyed Peas, a Grammy winner, did his music. It's just a really cool and amazing group. And the great thing about Doug, I was really blown away, was he saw the potential in the footage when I came back from the Philippines, because I actually just shot it just to capture the recipes. I wanted to be present. I didn't want to write things down. And by the way, there's not much to write down because they don't really take measurements with cups and spoons and all these other things. So he saw the potential from a cultural standpoint, the way in which people could kind of look back at their own ancestors and say, I'm from somewhere. You know, my ancestors are from somewhere different. What if I went back in time to learn a little bit more about them, learn a little bit more about me? And because he shot such, you know, just like the movie you were referencing, such great, vibrant, entertainment-related shows, I knew he would be just an awesome contributor to figure out how to capture this.
So we're going to be seeing some new menu items at Sunda, some more Southeast Asian cuisine, based on what you discovered in this movie, Food Roots?
Yeah, there's different items that I along the way learned more than just the recipes. It's if you go back in time to learn the recipes of your ancestors, which I encourage everyone to do, or something that was important to them, whether it's music, it's art, sports, whatever it is. And we learn these things, and they just cause so much excitement and inspiration. And we've taken them and we've elevated them. So there's a lumpia dish, which is a Chinese-inspired egg roll that's really popular in the Philippines and here in America. And we've just amped it up. We've done it with lobster and some really great other ingredients. There's a kare kare, which is like a curry, but it's a Filipino version that we've done with a really big Chicago style, like gigantic short rib, and just sort of melded these sort of two worlds together and elevated it all. And mm-hmm. so, and even from the cocktail menu, you know, there's a golden sun with a calamansi. The calamansi fruit's really interesting. It's like a mix between an orange, lemon, and a lime all together. So the flavors are really exciting to people these days. Or Filipino food has become a genre that everyone's really excited about and wanting to explore. It's mm-hmm. a great time to do that.
Sounds great. Billy Dick's documentary Food Roots on PBS stations, also on Billy's YouTube channel, and it's streaming on PBS as well. I can't wait to watch it. Can't wait to eat at Sunda again. Hope to see you there, Billy.
I can't wait for you to watch it, too. It's a true Chicago story that takes you just around the world and back. So thank you so much for letting us talk about it.
Food Roots. All right. You have a good weekend. Thank you, Billy.
You too, man. Take care.
It's Friday Food News and Reviews in Crane Chicago Business. A story caught our eye by Ali Maradi. Headline, New Chicago Restaurants Launching Second Acts in the City. Ali, good morning. These are restaurants, in some cases, familiar spots that are opening up another location, but some of them are different from the first, aren't they?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, some of these places, they were looking to expand for some time. Some of them have gotten, I would like to call it like a second life. Homecomings, there's a few different options here.
Let's start with the Barn Steakhouse in Highland Park from Amy Morton. Familiar name, of course, Morton's Steakhouse. Arnie Morton, we remember. And the new place is pretty close to where her father once operated a restaurant, right?
Yeah, you're right. So the Barn Steakhouse, this is her second location. It's in Highland Park. The first one opened about a decade ago in Evanston. But this one's a little bit different. The first one has kind of like the more of the barn atmosphere with the soaring ceilings. And this one, lower ceilings, much cozier, kind of 50s supper club vibe. And then they've just also opened a speakeasy in the back.
And that's on First Street in Highland Park. I talked to somebody who was there, and they were raving about the steaks. Carmine's on Rush Street is a place we're familiar with, and they're back in business. They've reopened, haven't they?
Yes. Carmine's was closed for 3 years, which I can't believe. I was covering it the whole time, and time really flies. But their landlords tore down the building and rebuilt it. And then, of course, they still had to build out the restaurant itself inside. So if you had been going to the Carmine's that you knew since the early 1990s, this one looks completely different, but they do still have some of the same menu items. So, obviously, Italian restaurant, old school, long wine list and cocktail list and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and their second floor terrace opens today, and we hear it's already been crowded. They had a soft launch, and people have been lining up, haven't they?
Yeah, they told me that they've been logging about 600 guests on Fridays and Saturdays, and they wanted to make sure they got that terrace open this weekend so they could do a practice with brunch before Mother's Day.
Carmine's, 1037 North Rush. Talk about Henrietta on West Adams.
Yeah, so this is a Tuscan-inspired restaurant that just opened inside the JW Marriott Chicago. It's the first Midwest restaurant from a New York-based hospitality firm. Because they're in a hotel, they do breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Got to be open all day for the hotel guests. It's on the second floor. They do house-made pastas, et cetera. The fun part about this one is that Henrietta is the name of the founder of the hospitality group's chicken.
Tuscan cooking at 151 West Adams on the second floor. Over at 51 West Hubbard, Hub 51 was a popular spot. In that space, a couple of new places, and now we've got Kitty's Cosmopolitan Club. And this is separate from what's next door, Gus's Sip and Dip. Is that right?
Yes, it's sort of like the higher-end sister, I guess. This is from Let Us Entertain You. Gus's Sip and Dip, which opened a year ago, is it's kind of like a homage to like the old school Chicago, Wisconsin taverns, kind of dark. All the cocktails are $12 in there. At this new spot, it's much more high end. Any cocktail price below $20 is either in the low or no alcohol section, and they have a $55 old fashioned on the menu. So kind of interesting. I talked to the beverage director there, and he was like, you know, I love an affordable cocktail, but sometimes you do want to go out and have a fancy drink.
Mm-hmm. A place that my wife and I have been to many times in Skokie, Libertad. We love that. And now they're on North Avenue. They're expanding.
Yes, they expanded into the city. It's in Wicker Park. For the owner, it was a bit of a homecoming because, he got his start in his family's restaurant, Las Palmas. And 25 years ago, he opened a Las Palmas outpost in the same location in Wicker Park. So he's kind of resurrecting that. He told me that he's seen a lot of old customers come back, and so that's fun for him.
Yeah, great Latin American food, 1835 West North Avenue. And finally, I always like to give a shout-out to delis. We don't have enough around here. And Schneider's Deli is expanding as well. I'm very curious about this place because when they opened in the old River North Ohio House Motel, I thought, are people going to really find this place? But I guess they did, didn't they?
Yes, they did. But this new one that they're opening, or that they've just opened, is about three times larger than that location. It has 41 seats, longer hours. You know, they do dinner, expanded menu, expanded coffee options, all of that good stuff. And the owner, Jake, told me that, they're getting a lot of people that are glad that they're filling some voids in the casual space because they are right next to Boca and Alinea. So I think they're saying a lot of the neighbors are loving just to pop in and get a sandwich or a coffee.
Yes, supposed to have a good coffee program there, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
It's Schneider's Deli, 1733 North Halsted Street. To read all about it in Crane Chicago Business, Ali Marotti, you have made us all hungry. And I hope you have a good eating weekend, Ali. Thank you.
Thank you.